Taku River right now is reading 36.1 feet. It crested, it looks like, at 36.5 feet about 1 a.m. this morning. So the Taku is now falling, it appears. So I think the event is over.
And what happened here that prompted the rise in water levels over the last few days?
What we had was one of our glacially dammed lakes on the Tuscarora River, what we think was Lake No Lake, filled back up with water and released again for the second time this year. This happens, you know, typically once or twice a year for that river.
And how do you know it was Lake No Lake and not perhaps some temperature-induced snowmelt or maybe rainfall that finally made their way down Taku River?
It's something that we've noticed for the year. The lake builds up. It's a rather quick rise for the water onto the river, and typically goes up a couple feet or more depending on the amount of water in the lake. And we know that this was, you know, one of the late glacial dam releases because we watched there's a water sensor on our gauge on the river, and we were watching the river temperatures plummet. So we know that it was melt from the lakes there. Typically, if it's just runoff from the lakes or snow melt from higher elevations, it is not quite this bad, or it doesn't react this way.
And when did the previous event happen this year?
It happened in mid-May.
And water levels on the Taku were already pretty low to begin with, right?
Right. When the event started for us, they were under 35 feet. Flood stage for the Taku River is 43 feet. We weren't expecting this release to bring it back up to flood stage. We were expecting it to actually crest below. We sort of issued a statement just to let people know, because this is holiday weekend. People are going to be doing recreational activities on the rivers, and with the release going on, the river flow is going to be abnormally high from what people were expecting if they were paying attention to what it was before.
And also, there might be some hazards in the river at this point, right?
True. You know, with a release like this, it could pick up debris of trees or maybe even carry down some chunks of ice.
Does that debris make it all the way out into the channel, out of the mouth of the Taku River?
I believe it would have a potential. The rivers or the logs and the tree debris probably very likely get carried down. And depending on the chunks of ice that get pulled from the glacier area, they might survive.
When are the river levels expected to diminish or subside to what there were previously?
It'll probably take about a day or so for the river to get back to where it was the other day. Still going to be a nice day across the Southeast Panhandle today and for the 4th, it looks like.
Brian Besnick, thanks a lot.
All right.